The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Curiosity, spin the tales of Daniel and Robosaur. Defy explanation, leave you wanting more. All my fightings, government denies. J-Clone guides you through the lies. Flat Earth claims, they say there's no proof. But we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor sealed, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the legal. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. There's no proof, but we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mills hold up a mystery unsolved. To our seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collecting rain, though it's illegal.
Welcome back to the shack. And what's that smell?
Hot snakes.
Hot snakes. We got hot snakes, baby snakes. They're all here today in the shack.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Wilbur. And you've come back to the shack because you seek truth. You seek honesty. You seek information. And it all comes right here. This is your source for all of those things. The Shack. Welcome back.
Today's episode is about cruel food.
Like food that's mean?
The food that we're mean to.
Oh, we're mean to.
There's a hidden industries of death and destruction. And I'm all for eating animals, but...
Oh, you mean like that way? What? Yeah. Or like... Oh, okay. So there's cruel food like... us being cruel to food, and then there's cruel food as in, like, food they feed us that's just cruel. Like poison and chemicals and processed food and Kellogg's.
You really want to think about it. This is like...
Nestle and...
Almost satanic rituals in how we deal with food that they feed us. Torture and stuff like that.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Which it probably is.
I'm all for eating stuff. There's you treat your animals good.
Food has energy, and the way you prepare food is like preparing the energy that you're about to consume, and that energy then gets incorporated into your body and becomes you. You are what you eat, so be careful how you treat what you eat.
Mm-hmm. You gotta be respectful.
Because it will eat you in the end, from the inside out.
So do you know any cruel foods off the top of your head, Wilbur?
Well, I know like like little hatcheries when they're hatching little chickens and then they sort them.
Oh, gosh. That's not even food.
That's pretty cruel.
That's not even food. You want me to talk about that one?
I mean, you can. Where they sort the males and the females.
Gosh, yeah. Depends on the breed and the hatchery and stuff like
that. I thought they were food. They become food. What do they do with them?
Most of the time they get thrown away.
I thought they just get thrown into a big meat grinder.
They do get ground. It's like essentially it's a giant weed whacker that shreds. Like they're most time they're less than an hour old.
Oh yeah, they're brand new.
They go into the shredder because you have to sex them within 24 hours to be accurate.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're turning into feed for other animals.
Food.
There's all that joke that that's what chicken nuggets are made. There used to be a video where like, this is how chicken nuggets are made. It's not what that goes to.
It's actually chicken nuggets are much worse.
It's fertilizer or thrown away.
Yeah.
It's not usually reused.
Ugh.
But because half the chicks that hatch are males, they don't need nearly as many males. So they literally put them on a conveyor belt to death and shred them.
Yeah, they put them on a conveyor belt and the end stop
and
is
eat
a whole.
Chickens, you be respectful though.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Any food, be respectful. Yes. Yeah.
Just saying. But yeah, no, the chick thing and hatcheries. And it depends. It's not like there's hatcheries like Murray McMurray, which specializes in like fancy breeds of chicken and stuff like that.
Okay.
They don't have anything like that. They pretty much sell
everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Because the male chicks, normally they're on discount. So basically, you can go to there and people will buy them for raising them up to see like for certain genetic traits and stuff like that.
Maybe they got a
They're more like show dogs.
They got a cool feather.
Yeah. But fancy breeds are actually raised for their feathers, for flies and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Fly fishing,
yes, to tie flies, which is the fishing lure,
mm-hmm.
which is mostly made out of feathers.
That's right. You learn things here on the shack. That's why you come here.
Cruel food. I'm just going to say, probably really shouldn't eat. Some of these are going to be controversial. Some of them aren't.
Okay.
You probably shouldn't eat any of the things on this list. Or you should be much more careful of where you get them.
Where you source your meals.
Yeah. And I will judge you.
Okay.
This first one you should never eat. And I think it's because a lot of people don't realize where it comes from or how it's produced. So I think if a lot more people knew how this is done and where it comes from.
I know what it is.
There would be a lot. They wouldn't. Less people would eat it.
Gotcha. I know exactly what it is.
What is it?
British food.
Oh, yeah, as a whole, yeah.
Yep. Don't eat it. It's poison.
No, this is actually a thing that's more viewed for higher class people.
Oh, caviar?
It is caviar.
Is it really?
Yeah, our first one is caviar.
Caviar. Oh, yes. Very expensive. Very, you know, you're only, if you got good caviar, you know, you're high class, rich. You're probably better than 99% of society.
So caviar cruelty, the slaughter and stabbing of sturgeon.
Oh, shoot. That's where they get it?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like where these rich, fancy parties?
Did you know it's actually sturgeon or not?
Huh?
Did you know it was sturgeon eggs or not?
No.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Is that the black caviar?
It's true caviar. It's all the true caviars.
Is sturgeon?
Yeah, so there's actually several species of sturgeon that are now extinct. You're just caviar harvesting.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, so caviar, a symbol of cultural luxury. Comes with steep costs beyond the lavish price tag. First time there's animal justice people have exposed the actual cruelties in these caviar industries. It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible. And I've worked with some sturgeon, some big friendly sturgeon. Keep in mind, these animals, depending on the species you're talking about, live well over a century or two. And they are kind of like dogs or cats or cows with their mentality and their intelligence. They can be very friendly. They like being pet. They can form bonds with certain people.
Wow.
So in Canada, the first ever undercover investigation at the fish farms shows look inside the caviar industry. There's horrifying footage. Literally, there is like fish that were still alive laying on the ground. None of these fish have fins because they're kept in such tight confinements that they rub their fins off. They're pretty much fed. This is a highly intelligent, long-living animal. They're just horribly, they're horribly, cared after and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're way, way overcrowded.
Mm-hmm.
Sturgeon are, depending on the species, either open river or open ocean animals.
Right. Yeah.
They don't like touching walls. They only come in, most of the big species only come into river environments to breed. Lake sturgeon are kind of, if we're here in North America, the exception to that rule.
Mm-hmm.
They're the only big sturgeon that spends his whole life in freshwater.
Yeah.
Most of the other, like, greens and pinebacks and white sturgeon spend most of their life in the ocean. But, yeah, so the animal justice warrior in the order that Vine Aquata Farms, a caviar farm in British Columbia, Sunshine Coast, sells what is certified as organic and sustainable white sturgeon caviar, which are endangered. So this is, they breed their own. The white sturgeon are endangered.
Oh, they do. They're breed, one of the, they yeah. Okay.
They're one of the longest living fish. They're one of the big. They are technically they're androgynous. They do both fresh and saltwater. They are the biggest fish that comes into freshwater environments in North America. They used to get the size of white sharks, great white sharks.
Okay.
But we killed all of those.
Oh, wonderful.
And they take about 200 to 300 years to get that big.
Oh, we're fantastic.
So this farm is labeled as organic and sustainable for the fish eggs, also known as roe for coho salmon, caviar for sturgeon. They do some salmon stuff too at this farm. When hidden camera, they film just animal suffering, fish gasping for air. These long-lived fish, like I said, have no fins. So sturgeon only produce eggs a couple times in their life in nature.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Long-lived. They don't spawn every year. Depending on the species. We're talking about the bigger species. They don't spawn every year.
Well, fish. It takes a lot of energy to make all those eggs.
And they're really long-lived, and they're really slow growers.
Yeah.
So these caviar industries, they live in these tiny tanks for at least 25 years.
Oh, my gosh.
To get them up to be about 7 feet long.
Oh, my
Hundreds and hundreds gosh. Of these fish are stuffed in these tanks. Yeah, so they have spines and scutes on them, right? The sturgeon are armor-plated fish. So they're constantly, while they're in here, they're stabbing each other and gutting each other.
Yeah.
A lot of these fish in these hatcheries will have, like, organs exposed or even organs hanging outside their body because they're being forced to rub onto each other. So people, basically, it's horrible. I just hate it. It turns my stomach. They have to kill the sturgeon to get the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
After 25 years of living in this cramped, tiny pen, they turn them over. No anesthesia. No, they don't put them down. They do it while they're alive. They cut them open and pull the eggs out, and then they let them die.
Jeez.
So it's a horrible industry. And this is one farm that got caught. Pretty much any of the sturgeon industrial farming is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I worked in several fish hatcheries that had just a couple sturgeons.
Sturgeon, yeah.
And they are incredibly hard to keep healthy.
Yeah.
Because they need so much space.
Jeez.
And the one I worked with was 9 foot long, and she had probably 20 by 35 foot tank to herself.
Okay.
These guys are in the same thing with hundreds.
Hundreds on top.
Hundreds of
them.
Just like they're gasping for air because there's not enough oxygen in the water. Workers use, like, most, depending on the species, it can be 7 years that they're in these enclosures. It can be all the way up to 25 years. The fish are cut open while they're alive. Fish are thrown on ice and being killed by, you know, freezing to death after they've been gutted.
Got it. Yeah. So what's the point?
Cramped and filthy living conditions. Some of these fish will jump out of the tanks because the water gets too toxic, and they'll die on the ground. So yeah,
you know it's bad when they'd rather be out of the water dead.
Yeah, and none of these fish have fins. Like if you, I mean, I got pictures. It won't do anybody at home any justice. But I mean, there's so many sturgeon in there. Their tail fins are hanging out of the water.
That's so bad.
In these tanks.
And you know, they said what they say, sustainable farming, whatever. On the
technically, it I is. Guess it is by definition.
It is, and you know. That's a good thing. They're not going in the wild and ripping these things out of the wild.
Oh, because there's no more of them left.
Well, yes, they're not doing that anymore, I guess. But, however, if you're still eating that caviar, you're consuming that food that was grown in these disgusting conditions. And this fish was, the trauma that fish and stress is going through is going to, that energy is going to be put into those eggs. And then you're eating that. And so I can't imagine how good for you that can be.
Yeah, the sturgeon meat is not very widely sought after.
Yeah.
I
never really heard it. Yeah, never really.
I mean, people eat it. It's not very sought after.
It's not, yeah, it's not well talked about, that's for sure.
It's just not great. It's not great.
Mm. Let's boycott. I mean, caviar.
Sturgeon are incredibly intelligent animals, long-lived animals. Yeah. And this is just, it's horrible.
So, you see anyone eating that fresh sturgeon caviar, you know what? Shame
them. They try to use the air hammer, basically they used to put down pigs and cows.
Yeah, yeah.
They try to use it on sturgeon before they cut them open.
Uh-huh.
Their skulls are too thick.
Oh, wow.
So it doesn't kill them.
Dang. Need a bigger air hammer.
I mean, there's a video of them hitting it with an air hammer.
Jeez.
Look at the eyes on that thing.
Yeah, man. That's so bad.
Yeah.
All right, yep, I'm officially never eating caviar again just because.
And there is, like, roe. So salmon roe, we've eaten it because we've caught salmon.
Now, roe is, it's, like, orange.
It depends on the species, right?
Okay.
The species of salmon or trout they come from.
Uh-huh.
Most of them you can eat. But like when we caught salmon and trout, like that we had, we were eating the fish, so we put down the fish, and we'd eat eggs too.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah,
you're not harvesting just the fish just for the eggs, and then dumping the rest of the meat in the body in the river, still alive. You ain't doing that. You know, you're eating the whole thing. So yeah, eggs included. That's okay. And those are good, actually. I've had those.
I don't care for them, but they're fine.
They're not full of flavor or nothing, but they pop in your mouth.
I don't think the texture is what I really think.
Oh, you don't like the texture?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But some people put a little salt on them or a little sugar on
them. Yeah, I did a little salt. I did it at the only time I ever had them was when I got sushi or something at an Asian. Mm-hmm. They have salmon roe there, and yeah, I enjoy it. It's a nice little addition.
Ready for the next one?
Sure.
Foie
gras, goose liver.
Yeah, well, kind of.
Is it like goose liver paste? Something?
Yeah. Well, it's fatty liver disease, goose liver.
So they make them fatty.
Oh, you don't know this?
I vaguely, but tell me. Okay. No, I don't. I guess I don't know.
This is the dish. Napoleon, I can't read anything today.
Bonaparte?
No. So it's a buttery French delicacy, fattened duck or goose liver. They can sell for as much as $125 for 2 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
It is not just a hefty price tag that is so controversial. Foie gras is produced, and it requires the force feeding of birds to enlarge their livers up to 10 times their normal size.
Dang.
This is clinically, so fatty liver to be twice the size, normal size.
Okay.
Ten times. Or it'll start crushing the other organs of the birds.
How'd they figure this out?
It's just horrible. Many rights activists describe this process as cruel and torture. I would too. New York City is currently home to about 1,000 restaurants that serve foie gras as of October in 2020. And the city council voted to ban the dish beginning of 2022. There was tons and tons of fight back with this. New York will join California, Australia, India, numerous other countries that prohibit this for animal rights reasons. Whole Foods took it off the shelf in 1997.
Wow, they were way ahead.
Yeah. Because a lot of people, like we said, you don't know. You just like it. I'm sure it tastes delicious because pretty much they force feed them.
Well, I used to watch Iron Chef Japan, like before it became to America and they Americanized it back when, when it was still
Iron
good.
Iron Chef.
The real one. Yeah. They used foie gras all the time. And I remember like all the time. That's the only reason I know exactly what it is because I watched it from that show. But it was a very reoccurring ingredient in their food. All, like I said, all the time.
So foie gras is duck or goose liver fattened through a labor-intensive force-feeding process known as agavias, or gavage. The process dates back to the ancient times of the Egyptians, force-feeding domestic geese upon the discovery that waterfowl developed large fatty liver disease after eating large amounts. They naturally can develop these fat livers for preparation for migration.
Ah.
So they're taking it to the extreme to cause fatty liver disease.
Right, yes. So it's their natural quality they have, but...
Yeah, the humans are forcing up the tent.
Exploiting it, yeah.
Yeah, because depending on the species, they may not eat for, weeks or a month at a time.
Right, yeah. So they need to store it all up.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
This gavage practice spread across the Mediterranean into France in the late 16th century.
Yep.
French chef Jean-Joseph Claus is credited for creating the first pet de foie gras in 1779. He patented the dish in 1784, received 20 pistoles for his food-loving King Louis, or I don't know which King Louis it was, as a thank you for his culinary genius. So they sent him actual 20 guns.
Wow.
For just because the king liked it so much.
He's probably one of the kings that, raped and killed and murdered. And
so why is it so controversial, fatty liver disease? Well, this practice. The farmers basically lock these geese and ducks into these boxes. They're in boxes where they can't move. They are fed fatty corn-based feed through a tube inserted into their stomachs.
Jeez.
Their livers grow up to 10 times their original size, hence the name foie gras, which is a French term for fatty liver or fatty liver disease.
Hmm.
And hence the concern with the animal rights. They literally
shove a tube down their stomach.
They're covered in their own crap. They're locked in. They have almost no feathers in their bodies because these pins are locked in and their heads are locked up.
Oh.
And basically, several times a day,
they're shoving corn down their throat.
It's force-fed. They literally dump it into this scoop that's hooked up to their head. And sometimes they take the tube out, depending on you know, how...
If it needs to breathe?
No, they can leave that in because the trachs are separate.
Oh, okay.
Their breathing tube is separate.
Well, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I can't believe you didn't know this.
I didn't know the conditions behind it, no.
Now, so there's tons and tons of people fighting against it. So since the ban in New York, it's still being found constantly.
Oh, for sure.
Violators are paying anywhere from $500 to $2,000 for each offense. And you can actually get in trouble yourself if you eat it. Like, let's say you're at a restaurant and you still order it and you get it, you can still get in trouble. It's not just a restaurant.
Yeah, they don't care, though. They don't care.
Literally, it's horrible. I highly suggest to anybody that doesn't believe me, look up just how it looks to do this to the geese and ducks.
I would have never known, too. The way it's, I guess, presented or was presented, like, on TV or something, like, it's just like a rare delicacy. You know, it's fine dining ingredients. Mm-hmm. Basically what they made it seem like. I didn't know that they were pinning, you know, force feeding these birds while they're pinned up in like horrible, horrible conditions. I didn't know that.
I mean, they're strapped in and have a tube down their throat and they never move their whole life.
It's like a blue crab, or not a blue crab, a horseshoe crab. Like, they're milking it for its blood.
But they at least can go back in the ocean,
I guess.
These guys spend their whole life in a metal incarceration until they're harvested just for their livers.
And yeah, that's not how animals should be treated at all whatsoever. I'm all for,
you didn't know.
No, I didn't know at all. You know, I'm all for eating animals. I think we should eat animals. I think animals are here to be eaten. I really do.
Some animals.
Well, yes, not every animal, but you know what I'm saying. But where I don't think it's not to be to that degree. We're perverting the idea. We're perverting it. An abomination.
Mm-hmm. Ready for the next one?
Yep.
So you're going to eat frog all over again?
No, I never have before. And it's
very expensive.
I probably
won't. And there is a Cincinnati restaurant that still serves it to this day.
What are you doing later?
Yeah. Oh, it's a famous restaurant too. And I can't think of the name of it.
You want to go try some?
It's like on the green or something like that.
Let's just order one and we'll split it.
Yeah.
How about that? Then we won't feel, then I'll only feel half as bad.
Half as evil.
Yeah.
No, I like waterfowl too much. I eat waterfowl. I respect him too much to
force feed him.
Because Muscovies end up in it a lot.
You know what? Here's what we should do. Let's buy two waterfowl. We'll feed them ourselves. We're not going to force feed them, though, but we'll overfeed them, though. Get them fat, and then we'll have them harvested, and we'll eat our own sustainably sourced
quadra. I've butchered Muscovies. They have a pretty big liver naturally.
Yeah?
So I don't know why you would have to, like...
Well, times 10.
I guess you get more frog.
Right, yeah, more bang for your buck.
Yeah.
But it probably, when it's fatty, though, it probably tastes a lot different.
Fatty liver disease is a whole different thing. Yeah. No, so next one, lobsters.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, our emotional friends.
If you listen to Crimson Corn podcast, this past Monday's episode was about animal intelligence. They talk about lobsters and crabs actually have, like, level. They can feel pain. That was a lie. They feel pain just as much as mammals do. And they experience anxiety and chronic suffering.
Mm-hmm. And fear.
And fear. So another problem with lobsters in particular, why I have a rule personally, why I'm only eating anything that lives longer than me. Because I don't think it's fair.
Usually it tastes bad, but.
Lobsters easily outlive humans.
Here's the exception.
So these spiny guys can live as old as we do. But thanks to our appetite for lobster rolls, they usually don't. A recent study in Journal of Animal Behaviors shows the controversy prevailing thinking of lobsters and crabs can't not feel pain. They actually can feel pain and exhibit high signs of stress, anxiety, and chronic stress.
Mm-hmm.
Lobsters have a central nerve system, according to other research, but they have been presumed many are. So basically, they've been outlawed in tons and tons of countries. Because the lies we were told about lobsters and crabs growing up, that they don't feel pain, that screaming sound is them just releasing air from their shells. There's no air in there. There's no air in there.
Sure it is. Every cell is full of
the
tons
first time
of air.
I heard that, and some I think I was like 8. I'm like, that's not true. They're like, it's just air escaping their shells.
It's only coming out of his mouth.
Yeah, it's only sounds like he's burning in hell.
Yeah.
Because he is.
Is that the cruel part, is just cooking them alive, basically?
No.
Okay.
Well, that is a huge part of it, cooking them alive.
For sure.
No, they stay alive in the whole processing part of it. So when they're caught in the ocean, sometimes they are basically put in these starvation chambers with thousands of other lobsters for up to 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
So they experience anxiety and chronic stress. They stop eating, which is crazy for a crustacean.
And they do that to clear their meat, right?
Well, that's partially. You only need to do that for a couple days.
Oh.
This is just the shipping, the handling, the getting to holding facilities, then the getting to the restaurant facilities or markets, then getting to the consumer. Dang. And they're sitting in a tank in a restaurant for weeks.
Dang.
So they're tortured for up to 4 months after they're caught.
So you mean in Northwest Ohio here that lobster, that red lobster, wasn't caught just like 2 days ago?
No.
Huh?
No. It wasn't caught 2 days ago. It was probably caught, let's say, in July.
What? No way.
I can't tell when you're serious or not.
I'm not. I just wanted to drive that point home.
So a bunch of, we already talked about, a bunch of places stopped selling live lobsters.
Yeah.
In 2015, a lot of chain stores, which would be about the time when you kind of think about it, was when like Walmart and Meijer stopped selling them. 2005.
That Meijer tank was the one I remember the most. So, good times, good memories.
I remember, yeah. You can eat ethical shellfish. Lobsters and crabs should be killed pretty fast after being caught. They're easy to kill. Like where their brain's located, it's super easy with a knife just to take it.
Cut their head
they
off.
They rot really fast, though. That's why the chain supplies don't want to do that.
They don't want to kill them, yeah.
But it's torturing the animal.
Yeah.
And so a lot of countries have banned it, including some European countries, from live lobsters coming on the market anywhere.
Well, you know what goes really well with lobster?
Mm.
A little bit of Flavors of the Forest.
Oh, there you go.
You sprinkle on some Bigfoot breath garlic dust on top of that lobster, and I don't care how long it's been sitting in that ship, I'm going to eat it. Because it's going to be delicious, especially a little bit of that Flavors of the Forest and put it in your melted butter.
The chronic stress is crazy to me, though. In the study, they're talking about how much it compares to mammals and stuff like that,
uh-huh.
Kept in chronic conditions. And it's an arthropod, and people don't think about it. I just remember, you know, all these little kids are like, oh, the lobsters look sad. Like, oh, no, they don't feelings, honey. Well, they are sad.
Yeah. It's no.
This one, I won't spend too much time on, because pretty much anybody with a brain knows this is bad.
Okay.
Shark fin soup.
Mmm.
Which is...
Never had it.
Nobody should. No, so the name hides nothing. It is soup that is made from the sliced off fins of sharks from the open oceans. They are tossed back while they are alive, and they slowly suffocate on the bottom of the ocean.
Because they can't swim.
They can't swim to keep breathing.
Yep, they need to move to breathe.
So most of the time, they drown or bleed to death. And this can take hours. Many of the fish served in the United States comes from endangered shark species. According to a recent study at Stony Brook University in the Field Museum of Chicago. I've done a lot of work with these guys. More status to the symbol than the taste or nutrition. Shark fin soup is a popular gourmet treat in Asia, and it is abundant in restaurants across the United States, too.
Still?
Yes.
No way.
Almost, pretty much every... There's hidden menu. Asian restaurants are horrible for this. Endangered species.
Wow.
There's freaking California, that sushi restaurant had the whale.
Yeah, they just got busted.
Yeah, remember?
Yeah.
It was last year. They were butchering a whale, and the reason he got caught is because he threw a chunk of the fin that was like 8 foot long away in his shared dumpster.
In the dumpster, yeah.
A shared dumpster. You know, the restaurant's like, hey, there's a chunk of whale hanging out in that dumpster.
It was caught sustainably.
But no, so almost all the shark fin soup is illegal, but almost all the ones that are found here in the United States in these Asian restaurants are of endangered species.
Hmm.
But not even the sustainable one. The harvesting of it's horrible, and the havoc it's wreaking on the oceans is horrible. But they're literally, I've seen videos of hundreds of these sharks laying on the bottom still alive with no fins. One of the food shows I watch, he was in a market in Asia somewhere, and there are laws against this. There are, even in countries where they're still being harvested, there are laws against it. Where a guy in a lot of trouble on accident. Because he was coming up to a shark, and he was a biologist and stuff, and he was asking where the fins on this shark are, because it's on a fish market.
Mm.
And he thought they were separate or something like that, and they just butchered him for some reason. And he starts asking, and the guy gets all squirrely, it is illegal to cut the fins off the carcass of the shark.
Mm.
That's by the whole shark.
Mm.
And he had already cut the fins off and he got arrested there. And the guy's like, oh gosh, like we're going to get murdered here because we just got this guy arrested.
Oh man.
So shark finning is banned in Hawaii in 2010. It's since been illegal in Washington, Oregon, California, and Illinois.
It's not, how is it not a whole country thing?
Last July, Chinese government, official administration, and state council announced the Chinese government will no longer serve shark fin dishes at official events, according to the Conservation of Organization of Wild Aid.
At official events?
Like, they're basically saying the government's not sponsoring this anymore.
Right, we're not going to put it on TV anymore.
Well, I think they may have more, like, we're not ordering this as a government thing.
Gotcha.
Because it was a ceremonial dish for a long time.
Okay.
So it was important for certain ceremonies and stuff like that.
Okay.
Like I said, it's a status symbol, right?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't taste good. It's from the people I've heard that have had it and watched video. Like, it does not taste good. Sharks are not tasty for the most point. Status symbol.
I know, but like, how did this come about? Like, I don't know.
Why are we eating rhino horns and elephant tusk? Well, status symbol.
Medical qualities.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything. So pretty much to sum it up, it's just a horrible, horrible thing. So
yeah.
Watch out for like shark fin soup at Asian restaurants and stuff.
Awful.
Next one. You ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
This is probably the first one we have that'll be controversial.
Pop-Tarts?
Veal.
Ooh, veal. Okay.
You can go to our local store and buy it right now.
How about tell everyone what veal is? Case. Mm-hmm.
So many male calves are destined to become veal since they can't produce milk.
Male calves?
Yes.
So? Cows?
Cows, yeah. Okay. So calves, baby cows. Just days after a calf is born, they have been moved from their mom to a crate so small they can't turn around.
Ooh.
They are he's typically fed milk/formula and is not allowed to exercise, sometimes being strapped down to the ground.
Oh, man.
So they're kept in a little box where they can't turn around.
A baby.
And if they get around too much, they lock them to the floor so they can't walk.
Ah, baby.
And I've seen some of these practices. It's horrible.
Oh, man.
Which is it results to pale, fatty flesh, for which makes veal famous. Veal is usually slaughtered within,
I don't know,
3 to 5 months.
Oh, man.
And the 5 months is only because there's laws preventing them from killing them before 5 months. So it's like 5 months to the hour.
Man. Okay.
So what's being done? In 2009, the Humane Society of the United States recorded undercover abuse of calves in Vermont slaughter plants. The USDA and Vermont agencies of agriculture suspended operations under the investigation. And a year later, the plant's owners pleaded no contest to animal cruelty charges.
Mm.
But there are still some good news. Veal crates are illegal in Arizona, California, Maine, Michigan, and Ohio. I remember when they weren't illegal in Ohio because mm-hmm. I had a panic attack when I was a little kid.
Why?
I seen one. Literally.
Yeah. A crate?
It wouldn't fit a shih tzu.
Yeah.
The little doghouse or the thing they strap him into.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shell to hold him to the ground.
Right, yeah.
And they keep him outside most of the time.
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez.
Like I said, that's maybe one that's controversial on this list for people at home. Because you like eating veal and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, I'm not opposed to
South Park did a good episode about it.
Did they really?
Yeah, it's called Tortured Baby Cows.
No, I didn't see that.
Where they figured out what veal was, and they kidnapped a bunch of the baby cows, and they were keeping it in like their attic, and they were holding them hostage in their hostage negotiations. So they're like, well, one of the things that we want you to change the name from veal, the tortured baby cows.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
And everybody's like, well, everybody stop buying it, so we don't have to do it anymore.
Yeah, man.
And it's, again, it's just, people don't know the process, and it's
no.
And I'm not blaming anybody that eats veal or likes veal or anything like that, but to really understand what veal is.
So is veal only technically veal if it's gone through that process of being like, force-fed milk? And
technically, yes.
Okay.
And a lot of times they put fatty stuffs in the milk.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But,
like, if you
5 months is, like, as old as anybody wants veal.
Yeah.
Most of the time it's 3 months.
Oh, let's say someone wants to eat veal, you know, order veal, and they want to get it, let's say, 3 months, just to be the extreme example. It would be different if, like, the cow gave birth and you let the cow be with the mom and do its normal cow life. Until at 3 months, right?
It wouldn't be veal.
Okay, so what would it be like? It'd
look like beef by then.
Wow.
The only so they're basically taking it from when it's still on colostrum, and which is not milk. It's a special thing mammals produce, which is like the first couple days, depending on the species, first hour, the first couple days of life. and they lock them down so the muscles never develop.
Right, yeah, that's
so
what I get.
So if you let the cow walk around, it's right. not veal anymore.
Okay.
It'll turn red. It'll turn into meat because it's cows building muscle.
Mm.
You can't let a cow walk around for 3 months
build
muscle. It be veal.
Yeah, okay. Jeez, that's so awful.
So in my opinion, the only way you get veal is, and there, we have cow farmers listening to this. I mean, like I said, this one's going to be controversial.
Yeah, I mean, it's whatever. It's all our opinions. Glad to share. That's why we're here.
You can't, and I'm all for eating cows.
Yeah, me too.
But you can't do this. This is torture. Like, this is, animals should live.
Well, that's a baby too, man.
I mean, it is, and it never does anything. It never moves.
Oh, man. I wouldn't want to
eat
that.
So I think there was a picture of one from Illinois. So a lot of these, when they used to exist in Ohio, were outside, and they were, like, stacked. They look like little tiny chicken coops.
The cows
strapped into them. There are plants, though, that are all inside, and they're basically strapped to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be thousands of the calves strapped on the floor.
You know, that's not as bad because you can't see them from the outside, from the road, driving by.
Oh, from the road, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. They figured it out. Just put up walls around them, then people can't look at them while they're being tortured. Oh. Duh. Yeah, I don't think I'll ever eat veal.
It's hard. It's hard because it's.
I didn't know that was the process for veal.
That's the thing is what I said at the beginning, is that nobody's bad if you don't know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But once you're educated and then you make decisions, you are either supporting or denying this
act.
Facet.
Yes.
This
lifestyle.
Yeah, I used to eat veal before I knew. I remember seeing one when I was a kid. We had friends that had cow operations and they would do this pre-2009 before it was banned. But they did it because they didn't know what to do with their calves, the bulls.
They strap them down?
Yeah, so they could butcher them and sell them.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't remember.
You can still do this in Ohio. You just can't do the little huts, the veal crates.
What do you mean you can still do this?
You can still butcher calves.
Well, yeah, that part I figured was fine.
Yeah. You just can't do the little crates they lock them in.
Right, yeah, to create the veal meat, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's nuts. That's nuts. Why not just kill them right there after they're born and just eat them there?
Probably more humane.
It would be.
All right. I cannot pronounce this one. Bullet. B-A-L-U-T.
B-A-L-U-T.
Mm-hmm. Blot.
What's the country of origin?
Use
it in a sentence, please.
Popular in the Philippines, Laos,
okay.
and Southeast Asia countries, but is found throughout the United States as well.
Balut.
That's it. Thank you. I knew once I could remember it. Balut. So eggs.
That was a guess. I don't know.
Eggs.
Eggs of?
Eggs. Mostly duck.
Okay.
They're soft boiled, right? So
okay.
These are soft boiled duck eggs.
Okay.
Except the embryo is pretty much fully formed within a day or two of hatching.
Mm.
Feathers, bones, and all that.
Okay.
The egg is cracked open where the soupy liquid is drank and the fetus is dug out and ate.
Oh, they cook it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They let the egg incubate almost to hatch.
Okay.
Then they soft boil it. Then
yeah.
They drink the soup and then eat the duck fetus.
Interesting.
It's very popular in the Philippines, Laos, and Southeast Asia countries.
I was thinking there's just a thing in France or something too.
Maybe.
But maybe not.
I'm going to try not to throw up.
Yeah, go on.
There are balut eating contests. So this is this is considered a snack food here in the U.S. The DeKalb Market in Brooklyn host the first ever balut eating contest this past summer.
Okay.
The winner downed 18 embryos in 5 minutes.
Dang.
But there's bones and like,
oh yeah,
sometimes they make noise and stuff like that.
Oh yeah. You got to crunch through it.
No, I'm talking like the duck inside the egg. You can hear it making like noises.
I thought you said they cook it.
Before they boil it.
Oh. You can hear it moving around.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about this one. I'm not totally like, yeah, it's awful.
It's a living, it's like, essentially, it's a baby duck. You talk, the chickens being shredded were horrible. It's the same thing, except it's being cooked alive inside its own egg.
Hmm. I don't know how I feel about this one.
It's horrible.
Yeah, but it's still not, I don't know. Oh, I feel bad. They're cooking and eating it right there. I don't know.
The whole purpose is letting the egg develop.
Well, yeah.
So it's the same thing as, Oh gosh, it's a horrible practice. It really is.
It's not the same as veal. I'll put it that way. It's nowhere near that.
It's like cooking a baby alive in the womb.
Right.
After it's almost completely done.
Right. But it never experienced life or nothing yet.
Which is horrible.
Which, yes, I agree with that, but it's you're cooking it to be consumed, like right then and there.
But as more of an oddity than anything.
For sure, yeah. I guess I'm not totally against this one.
You should be.
This one I'm fine with. This one, it's okay. You know, how many eggs do we lose when we try to hatch them out? That die in the process. Why not eat it?
That's not what's happening here.
No, I know, but some of them probably would fall to that.
No, these are the ones that are getting ready to hatch.
Well, we've had those, you know, they're getting ready to hatch and they just don't make it out of the shell.
Physically upsetting me.
I don't know. I'm okay with this one. I don't know why, I just am.
You've actually upset me.
It's the silence that gets me. You're literally speechless.
The last one's live sushi.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. I don't know about this one. I don't think I could do this one.
It's horrible. Have you seen it? So they do it with crustaceans sometimes, but it's mostly live fish.
Mm-hmm.
Where they clean the fish, while they fillet it while it's still alive,
mm-hmm.
and they put its guts back into its mouth, and then they'll do the smoking fish where it's gasping for air the whole
time.
And you're supposed to eat it before it's dying.
Done twitching. Which I don't, I mean, some of that I'm sure is still like muscle reaction and stuff, but I know they're doing it while they're still alive.
No, the breathing is still alive. That's not the muscle reaction.
Oh, really?
Mm. When they put the soy sauce on them, sometimes the meat will jump.
Oh, yeah.
That's the salt triggering
the
muscles.
That's what I'm thinking of. Okay.
No, this is like the fish gasping still.
Yeah, that's.
They purposely like avoid organs and stuff like that.
I feel bad. Like I've butchered fish and, you know, harp.
I butchered tons of fish.
Yeah. And, like when my dad used to do it when I was a kid, watch him, I always felt like bad because it's, you could see him look like they're still.
Oh, I don't do it alive. I don't, yeah.
No, dad did.
My great grandpa did too and everything.
Yeah, I remember that. Now dad will take the knife when he'll cut their.
Bleed him. We bleed him, yeah.
Yeah, he'll do that. But when we were kids, no, yeah. Pretty sure when I was throwing the guts out a couple times, a gut bucket, some of those fish were still alive. I'm pretty sure.
I watched a catfish swim away after it was cleaned once when I was
a kid. Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
I had no meat. And I just swam away.
Yeah. Oh, well, he had places to go, people to see. At least one more time.
I don't think you went very far.
I would doubt it. I think that was him sinking.
He kicked. I didn't say it was swimming.
I'm just kidding.
It was alive when they put him back in the water.
Did you cut the fins off and cook them?
Yeah.
Fish fin soup? No. And live sushi, yeah. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's probably some nutritional qualities to it, like the raw fish.
Let's just eat raw fish then. There's no difference.
No, I know. Yeah, but it's the act of it being like gasping for life right in front of you. Like, but I bet it tastes so good though, right?
It just tastes like sushi.
Yeah, which fresh sushi's good.
I'm not saying it's not, but
yeah.
Eating an animal, it specifically talks about it in the Bible, how that's...
But don't they talk about fish being different?
No.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean?
Thought that's something people say.
No, they talk... You know, there are people that talk like fish aren't animals.
Right, yeah.
You know, but it talks about eating an animal, like, you should never eat an animal with its lifeblood still in it.
See, fish are different. It's not an animal. That's why you can get away with that.
Man, it was the same guy I heard that didn't realize insects... Well, he didn't think fish were animals. And he didn't think insects were animals.
Yeah. I mean, maybe there's I guess your definition of animal, I don't know. You can split hairs here. But, I don't know, I mean...
These are cruel foods. These are foods that a lot of people do not realize the process that goes into them.
Mm-hmm.
Or the thought behind them.
Yeah, I'm not eating caviar. I'll eat salmon roe, but that's different. I'm not eating caviar, especially if it was sourced from sturgeon. I'm not eating veal ever again, or I don't think I've ever eaten veal. I don't think I have, that I can recall. I probably have at some point in my life, maybe.
You ever had a veal parmesan?
I don't think so.
I've had that a long time ago.
Yeah. Good?
It's fine. I don't like beef.
Sicko.
It tasted more. I mean, to me, it didn't taste like anything besides breading. It was like fried.
Oh, now you're diminishing that poor baby cow's life even more.
Well, I'm just saying that.
Oh, you spent 5 months in this crate and you still taste like nothing?
I'm assuming that was a 3-monther.
Are you 3-monther? You suck.
I think that was Boston.
Oh, man.
I didn't know what it was. Like,
yeah, I didn't know veal when I was kid.
Veal parmesan, because it's like a fried piece of veal on top.
Yeah.
It just tastes like the breading. I mean, right, you know, yeah. It tasted like. It's pounded thin, and you know, I don't remember any real flavor.
Right, you're just like, oh, that was a veal sandwich. I mean,
that was like eating a piece of fried breading.
Yeah,
I mean the breading was fine. It just was,
but yeah, I'm against caviar. What was number two on the list?
Oh, I don't know. Lobster.
Lobster. I'll still eat lobster.
I think it's this. I think the process needs to fundamentally change. For
I agree.
Lobster.
Yes.
Oh no, foie gras was number two.
Oh yeah, foie gras. I won't eat that. That's for sure. I'll still eat lobster, but I would like to know where I'm sourcing it. That would be good to know.
Not to be boiled alive.
Yeah, not to be boiled alive.
Kill it first.
If I'm going to eat lobster, I'd like to see where it's caught. That'd be kind of cool. Get a local fisherman.
The lobster fishery's collapsing anyways.
Yeah. Okay.
Due to overfishing.
I believe it.
Yeah. Shark fin soup.
Against that, always have been, I guess. But
you get to find it here.
I would eat shark, though.
I've had shark. There was shark in the freezer downstairs.
I would eat shark.
I harvested, though. That shark I caught and butchered.
That's different.
And I ate the whole shark.
Right, yeah. Even the fins?
I don't even think I ate the fins.
Okay, I was going to say, you probably shouldn't.
No, because there's nothing to them.
I know. It's just a cartilage, status right?
Yeah, it's just a status symbol. That's the only reason they do it. It doesn't have any taste or flavor or anything to it. Like, shark itself has a lot. Like, there's a lot of meat. There's differences in the meat.
Mm-hmm.
It's
like turtle.
I don't know about that. But yeah, veal.
Veal. Well, not. Nope. Won't eat. Nope.
Live sushi.
Live sushi. I prefer not to eat it. I don't want to see that on my plate. I wouldn't like it.
It's a horrible process.
I like sushi, but I don't want that.
Sushi is fine. I don't think you should eat sushi.
I like it.
Mostly because of parasites in the ocean right now.
Now that I believe.
Ocean toxicities and stuff like that. Eating raw fish. It's not even. It's more that than the eating of the raw fish. But in places like Japan and stuff like that, most of the time they do ivermectin treatments like twice a year because of all the parasites they get.
I believe it.
Oceanic fish can have tons more parasites.
I believe it.
I think a lot of freshwater, actually maybe freshwater fish have more parasites that we can get from eating them raw.
I guess that makes more sense.
That's why you never see freshwater fish in sushi restaurants.
Makes a lot more sense.
All right. Well,
but I'm okay.
What do you got to say to this?
I'm okay with the one eggs one. I'm okay with that.
Really upset me with that.
I know. I'm sorry, but I'm okay with it.
You're not sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry I upset you, but you know what? The best thing to do is just source your own food, grow your own, raise your own. If you can't do it yourself, find neighbors like tales of Daniel and Robosaur. Defy explanation if you're wanting more. All my findings, government denies. J-Clone guides you through the lies. Flat Earth claims they say there's no proof, but we know the truth. We're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor sealed, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education failed. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the legal. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from net control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. There's no proof, but we know the truth. We're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education failed. Collecting rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.